Welcome to Latino USA. I'm Maria Hinojosa. This week, we're talking about language, the language of politics, the language around race, the language of music. But first, we're going to start our show at the point when language begins. There's been a lot of coverage on early childhood education and universal pre-K, but studies are showing that some children may be falling behind even before the age of four, because of something called the word gap. Here's Latino USA producer Antonia Cerejido.
In a room bursting with pretty dolls and pink stuffed animals, Bárbara Bermudo sits with her two daughters.
Muestran que dedicando por lo menos 15 minutos al día para hablarles, cantarles, leerles en cualquier idioma.
Bermudo is an anchor at Univision's news program, Primer Impacto. In this public service announcement, she's encouraging parents to take at least 15 minutes a day to talk, sing, or read to their children in any language. It's part of an effort to close the word gap. That's right, the word gap.
By the end of the age of three, children who were born into poverty will have heard 30 million fewer words than their more affluent peers.
Dr. Dana Suskin is the director of the 30 Million Words Initiative, an education and research program in Chicago.
And this had nothing to do with race or ethnicity. This is really socioeconomic status, which is education and income.
This is why the word gap matters. The moment a baby is born, their brain is already beginning to develop. That is why these early language interactions are so crucial. Scientists can actually measure the word gap, or the number of words spoken at home. They use a little device called the LENA, which stands for Language Environment Analysis. Dr. Adriana Weisletter, a developmental psychologist, introduces us.
Great.
So that is actually the LENA. That's the LENA recorder.
This is it? Wow, it's smaller than
it's
I expected.
It's really small.
And it's designed so that it fits perfectly in the pocket of this little vest.
The LENA is about the size of a credit card. Babies wear it at chest level. Not only does it count or record words, it can also analyze what it records. The LENA is able to differentiate all the different kinds of sounds that are heard in a baby's environment. This includes
background noise, TV, and other kinds of electronic sounds.
Remember, boys, think of me as Paul Newman.
Distant speech. Silence.
But the most important sound is meaningful speech.
Speech that's actually near the child, you know, close to the child, and probably directed to the child.
The LENA divides meaningful speech into a series of categories. You can think of it as
a language pedometer. So just like a regular pedometer counts the number of steps that you take in a day, a LENA counts the number of words a child is exposed to and how many conversations they have with their caregiver or parent.
It's not just the number of words spoken to babies, but the quality of words spoken.
In some families, a lot of the speech to children is what they called business talk. The function of the speech is to get the child to do something, right? So they're commands or imperatives.
Look, you have to eat it now.
Go in your room.
Don't touch this here.
That happens in all families. It has to happen, right? Parents have to get their kids to do things. But when a high proportion of the speech that children hear is composed of those kinds of business talk or imperatives, then that means that they're not getting a lot of the other rich talk and conversations.
Like this.
Your feet. These are your little feet. They're excited. I can tell. You're lifting them up in the air.
Who's that in the mirror? Reagan. Reagan's in the mirror.
Now, some people call this baby talk, and it has sort of a bad reputation. But really, it's not gaga goo goo. It's really changing your voice to being sing-songy and sort of stretching out the words. So when you hear a mother saying, oh, does Johnny want his milk? That's really, she's saying it in a way that his brain is able to process it.
Still, a device like the LENA can't close the word gap all by itself.
Just like, you know, a pedometer will not, you know, change the obesity and health crisis in the country. You know, we can't put everything on a piece of technology.
One way Dr. Suskin's 30 Million Words Initiative tries to close the gap is by actually going into homes. On top of going over the results from LENA recordings, 30 Million Words has created a curriculum for parents. and includes videos modeling ways caregivers should talk to their baby.
Look at a lollipop, Mama. What's under it?
Gonna brush your teeth, Demarius? Yes? Hey.
Families that speak more than one language at home can face a special challenge. What language should they speak to their kids in? Here's what Dr. Susskind thinks.
It's not just a moral and right thing, but the science is clear that parents and caregivers should be talking and interacting with their children in their native language. It does no good to be speaking a language that you don't feel comfortable with.
In fact, 30 Million Words is adapting its curriculum into Spanish.
Having a higher vocabulary, even if it's in Spanish, still makes kids be more prepared for school.
Why is that? Talking a lot to your child is about more than just teaching them words. It's helping them understand basic concepts.
If you know, in Spanish, the words for horse and dog and house and barn, you know those words in Spanish, but you also know a lot of relations about those things. You know that dogs and horses are animals and that a lot of dogs live in houses because they're domestic animals and, you know, horses might live in barns or, lots of different things.
Those relationships and concepts aren't tied to a specific language. They're universal.
With the too small to fail.
Even politicians have caught on to the need for parents to engage with their children more.
We want to help close the word gap in America by reminding everyone, from pediatricians to parents to grandparents, to spread the message on how they can make talking, reading, and singing everyday activities.
That's Hillary Clinton presenting her initiative Too Small to Fail. It focuses on closing the word gap, including among Latinos. Anne O'Leary, who's part of Clinton's initiative, explains why.
Hispanic children were less likely to be read to every day when they were very young, sung to, talked to. And so we saw that white children were being read to twice as much as Hispanic children in the very early days.
O'Leary says it's not just a civil rights issue. Closing the gap is an economic imperative.
But when you realize we are not providing them with the educational foundation to be able to thrive in school, it really then has an impact on our economic workforce of the future.
Bridging the word gap is not about getting babies ready to read Don Quixote by the age of 4. It's about setting up building blocks so when every child gets to school, they're ready to learn. For Latino USA, I'm Antonia Cerejido.